Meteor showers. Evidence for a young universe?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the best-selling book, The New Answers Book.
You know, I discovered recently that the meteor showers we've all seen have something to do with the creation-evolution question. You see, back in 1999, you may remember seeing the dust and debris produced by a comet called Temple-Tuttle. It comes through our part of the solar system about every 33 years, and as it passes by the sun, its surface melts, and it sheds some of its contents. And what we saw in the sky was known as the Leonid meteor shower. Now, here's the comet's significance to the book of Genesis. Because the comet becomes smaller each time it passes the sun, it could only be losing its materials for a few thousand years. You see, if the comet formed billions of years ago, it would have burned out a long time ago. So this comet can only be a few thousand years old. The Bible's clear. Our universe is just thousands of years old. And the short lifespan of comets is a major problem for evolutionists, and also for those Christians who believe in an old universe. You see, we can trust the Bible during these questioning times.
Much more about this fascinating topic of astronomy and the Bible is found in the eye-opening interview between Ken Ham and our astronomer, Dr. Jason Lyle. We'll send this great audio CD out to you after you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS and offer a donation of any size. That's 888-89-ANSWERS, or go to our attractive website, answersoffer.org.